Hashtag SFM Talking Point.
All right, we're getting ready, of course, to conclude the conversation we've been having with Dr. Judith Dlamini, the chairperson of the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund. Let me go to Bloem Sichiro. Good morning. Hi, Sichiro.
Good morning, Tessie, and your guest, Dr. Dlamini. Happy Wednesday. Time has come for women of SA to form structures of women in a correct society forever. EU, Women's Club. This club addresses the challenge of the women in business and deals with the aspect of the business from a female perspective and a moral regeneration. Community commented that if you educate women, you educate a nation. They further commented by states that stated that telling Siane Siane Sijuana Idom Mangwana Uchara Chipaka Fabuhali. In conclusion, Kathy, bear in mind that women are architects of society with the natural power that God has given our heroine William Goode, Charlotte Mackele. So if today a woman uses this power. So it would be a less child going hungry to school and go hungry to bed, and less teenage pregnancy, less transmission of HIV and AIDS.
Sichiro. I'm trying to get to the crux of the point that you're raising. Please get to that part for me very quickly.
All right. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Sichiro. Yes. Let me go to Yanga in Cape Town. Yanga, good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Casey.
Yes. How are you, Yanga?
I'm fine, Casey.
Long time.
Yes. I know. Casey, I just have a question to our good doctor then to say, out of the total budget, I think she said it is 800 million rand. What percentage really is the fund using, you know, for administration, you know? Because my problem with
Yanga,
this fund.
Yanga, just hang on a bit. So she said that they were expecting to have raised 1.5 billion rand so far.
What
they've been able to raise is 163 million rand, and only 130 million rand of that is actual cash. The rest of the 30 million is just services that people and companies have offered pro bono.
No, okay, because my problem is before we can even ask for 1.5 billion rand, you know, at least we should account to what have we done with this 100 million rand, you know. Are we taking these programs where the problems are, you know, in the townships, in Nyanga, in the village, in Alexandra, you know. We must be careful of this, that we don't use this fund to administrators, you know. I don't know if you understand.
I understand the question that you're raising, and I'll give Dr. Dlamini an opportunity to respond to it. Dr. Dlamini, Yanga's concern is really around the percentage of this money that is going towards administrating and running the fund versus how much of it is ending up in the hands of organizations, individuals that are doing work in communities.
That's a very valid question. Thanks for that question, Yanga. If you go to our website, which is gbvfresponsefund1.org, you will find our integrated report, our first report for the first financial year that we have completed. One. Two, there is a benchmark on the admin percentage from funds raised for NGOs like ours, which is between 10 to 15%. So please feel free to go to the website, read that integrated report. If you still have questions, then you can also post on the website your question. To go back to Sichiro in Bloemfontein, indeed, moral regeneration is key. And we always talk about if you educate a woman, you educate a village, but we don't then elevate those women to leadership positions to lead the way they lead families, because where there are good families, there is a strong woman who's leading. Imagine if we had the opportunity to do that across sectors. I do hope that, Yanga, I have addressed your question, and please feel free to go through that integrated report. It has all the information that you need.
Dr. Gamini, as we round up the interview then, just a minute or so remaining before we have to say goodbye, what are you planning on doing to try and get better responses to the fund and the money that is needed? Because the reality is, you know, if in the next 12 months you still aren't able to increase the money that you have in your coffers significantly, the role and the function of this response fund will become redundant. It will be rendered useless.
That's very true, Kathy. In the minutes that I have, I just want to remind the public that we are a stopgap before we have the National Council, which will be funded and led by government. But before that happens, we have an obligation to raise the funds and disperse the funds in a way to ensure that there is impact on the ground. And it relies on each and everyone who's listening, but also the corporates that have the funds to assist and philanthropic organization as well. The two things that I would like to do as we end this discussion, Kathy, is firstly to thank our forebears because in spite of the challenges we face as women, in the past, you wouldn't have even a CEO running this fund or a chairman for that matter. But because of their fights, because of their sacrifices, we have a fighting chance of changing this country of ours. And secondly, I plead with men and women that are tuned in right now that it starts with each and every one of us to be deliberate about confronting those cultural norms that set us back, confronting the prejudice that we are born into. Unless we call each other out on the acts and omissions that ensure that women remain behind, and as a result, society remains behind. Let's confront those acts and omissions and prejudices, because unless we do that, nothing is going to change.
All right. Dr. Judith Lamini, will leave it there for this morning. It's also where I wrap it up for the talking point on this Women's Day. It's been a pleasure being in your company as always. Up next is the updated noon, the talking